This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So it's so long, New Hampshire.
Hello, South Carolina!
The GOP presidential candidates packed up and headed south today, including Mitt Romney, who prepares for the Palmetto State with two wins under his belt.
And the expectation of more attacks from his Republican rivals. Here's Romney on CBS This Morning.
It's going to be, all guns blazing in my direction, and I got broad shoulders. I'm going to handle that. I'm not worried about it.
Well, joining us now is Radio Boston's team of political analysts. Susan Tracy is our Democratic analyst. Hi there, Susan.
Hello, Meghna.
And Jack Clancy is our Republican analyst. Welcome back, Jack.
Good afternoon.
All right, well, let's start with Romney's big win last night with 39% of the vote in New Hampshire, well ahead of Ron Paul, who pulled in about 23%. The thing that interested me was in the final hours of the New Hampshire campaign, that big story, or I guess the resurgence of the big story about his time at Bain Capital and whether or not he was a job creator there, did rear its head. That got the attention of Newt Gingrich's new super PAC, who's ready to pile on the attacks down in South Carolina. Today, Texas Governor Rick Perry also decided to join in the fray about Bain Capital. Here he is in Lexington, South Carolina.
I get it about job creation. I understand the difference between venture capital and vulture capitalism.
So, Susan and Jack, the Bain story emerged a little late in New Hampshire. Is it going to have an impact on South Carolina, you think?
I don't think it necessarily is going to have an impact right away. I think, voters will care about it. I think the Republicans are in and Jack can probably speak to this better than I, but I think they're in a tough spot. The more they criticize him, his opponents, the more the party is going to, push back because it's against sort of the party norm to do that and against party principles. But what I do think it does is it does hit at a fundamental core of who Romney is, which is it's not as though you're going after someone for perhaps an infidelity or perhaps an incident where they, are vulnerable. It is the core of his candidacy, which is I'm a businessman, and they are making the I'm a businessman into I'm a greedy guy who makes money off the back of workers.
Especially in a place like South Carolina that has been hit harder in this recession than, say, New Hampshire.
Right. I heard Rick Perry last night. He was talking about two particular companies in South Carolina that got hit hard, lost 100 and 110 employees through a Bain acquisition. And so I'm sure he's going to point that out. We'll get some anecdotal stories from some laid off, fired employees there, I'm sure. It's the first time we've ever been able to call the Republican primary kind of a circular firing squad, which is what we used to call the Democrat primary. So we've crossed.
Kind of nice. I like it.
Kind of crossed that line, I think. And so it is going to be tough. You just wonder whether Gingrich is going to be a kamikaze about this. He wants to go down. Is he going to be the guy who really tries to nail him?
Well, let me ask you just one last question about New Hampshire itself. I mean, it turned out to be the most predictable primary that we could have expected. I have to say I'm a little disappointed. Was hoping more from New Hampshire voters. But, so does this give Romney the momentum that he needs to maybe make bigger inroads in South Carolina than he otherwise might have been able to? I mean, it's tougher ground for him down south.
Absolutely. I'll tell you where it automatically gives him a real leg up is fundraising. You come in strong in two races like that, and he ran well across the board. He ran well in age demographics. Education demographics, party affiliation demographics. To have that kind of depth and that victory is just going to keep the money pouring in. And you got Florida looking up, looking down the road, and that's an expensive state. I think it's a big deal.
It's all about momentum. It couldn't have been a better night for him. He won by 17 points. The people who were behind him in second and third were not conservatives. The conservatives ran fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to fight it out for the other votes in South Carolina. I think he's in great shape.
So the thing that did surprise me is John Huntsman still in, Newt Gingrich still in, Rick Perry still in. No one's dropped out of the race following New Hampshire. It seems like this can only help Mitt Romney going forward.
Absolutely. You look at the pie. If there's 100% in the pie, and we know Romney's going to get at least 30 of it, and Ron Paul always gets 20. So you have a half a pie left, and you have four people going for that pie. You just do the math. I don't know who catches fire in that can get enough of it to make a difference.
He especially might split the evangelical vote, say, in South Carolina.
Absolutely, which is going to be similar to Iowa in the sense that there is more evangelicals, obviously, far more than New Hampshire. One of the key points for him is that he has this momentum that comes through in South Carolina, but they're going to nail him big time in these ads. There are 10 days to nail him. He's got 10 days to try to defend himself. We'll see what happens.
Well, so let me talk about, let's spend a few minutes talking about a race that is ongoing here in Massachusetts, which might have more interest and attention of our own voters in the Bay State. And that is, of course, the Senate race. Senator Scott Brown will be announcing the official kickoff of his campaign next week. This comes after news that just this week he raised over $3 million fundraising in the last quarter, giving him $13 million total so far for this campaign. Democratic hopeful Elizabeth Warren in the same period raised $5.7 million, so she's now got about $6 million. Huge sums for a Senate race. Your first thoughts on the big money already flowing into Massachusetts?
Really impressive, and I can't help but reflect that in some ways Elizabeth Warren is to this race what Scott Brown was to the Coakley race, where he became this sort of national figure that people wanted to take over the Kennedy seat and be the vote on health care. I think some of that shine is off of him, and quite the opposite is happening now, where Elizabeth Warren becomes the "we should never have let that happen before," and all around the country, we are going to contribute to make sure that she gets that seat back. So it's really interesting to me.
Yeah, it's not a special election anymore. You're not going to catch anybody by surprise. It's going to be very tough for Scott Brown, I think. I don't think he's going to roll to a victory. He's an incumbent, but a two-year incumbent. This is going to be very tough for him. And it's going to be interesting to see how he handles it. Where does he try to get his votes? Does he completely alienate the right wing of the party to go with the moderate votes that he clearly has in the Senate to go against the tax cut issue of a couple weeks ago, the only Republican senator to do so? Where is he going to get these votes?
Well, and just to be clear, just speaking of Elizabeth Warren, she hasn't yet won the nomination. She's still got to prove herself on the campaign trail. But regarding Senator Brown, I wonder if Mitt Romney does go on to win the presidential nomination for the GOP, could that potentially help Brown by maybe drawing more Massachusetts voters to the polls who would then also vote in the Senate race?
You know, perhaps. I think it's a couple of things to think about. One, you know, does Romney continue to portray himself as a moderate, and is he successful in that? So who Romney portrays himself will judge his coattail effect here. And two, ironically, I think Barack Obama will have perhaps more of a coattail effect for Elizabeth Warren than the former governor of Massachusetts will. Let's face it, Romney's not going to campaign here, and he's not going to win here.
I think there's going to be a big turnout both sides. Either way, it's going to be a big year, obviously presidential, and this Senate race is going to be very big in this state.
Well, we'll have you guys back to talk more about that with each development.
Great.
I'm glad to say that. Susan Tracy is our Democratic analyst and Jack Clancy, our Republican analyst. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Megan.
Stay with us. Up next, the state's investment in higher education has been going down as tuition, fees, and student debt has been going up. We'll talk about what some call the privatization of public higher education. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.